how much we can go until we sort of cut and dilute personal freedom and autonomy. What people can do, what people cannot do, what people can say, what people can talk about, and sort of regulate every aspect of social networks. I think that one thing that we could do, but this is unrelated to perhaps our main topic, is to sort of regulate fake news on social media, for example, which is a big issue and has been a big issue. Or like extreme content that we see sometimes on Facebook, especially regulating the access for underage.
Taking measures people. As strong as that, you wouldn't do that for the purpose of mental health.
That's big.
It's very hard question.
It's very hard. Yeah. It's very hard because on the one end, I would say in an ideal world, I wouldn't even like to have social media. But I don't feel in the shoes to then impose something like that on people, you know. That's why I was talking about education, how we can sort of incentivize people at least to reconsider.
But I think in a way, maybe that's the key, because if you get people to be aware of that, maybe by themselves, they will. So you will not need, let's say, to put censorship or something strong, or to remove a system to forbid some stuff. But maybe people from themselves, that should be the key, that from themselves they realize the impact that such a system has on their mental health and the rate of suicide in their country. And maybe that, hopefully, by themselves, they make the wise decision in not participating in that.
I think this is the next goal, the next step of our community and more generally of our society and our governments.